Okay, today's the 17th. This is Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. This is 10-16-2020. Date of visit, Dr. Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. First patient, T-T, 7-month-old baby with a fever, 101.4. RSV was diagnosed and otitis media, treated with ceftonir or Tucide was okay, non-septic. Family was called, no one answered. So this is Deerbrook Emergency Room. Date of visit is 10-16. Next patient is CC, 50-year-old woman with abdominal pain. CBC CMP negative, chest x-ray negative, CT shorts, small bowel obstruction. Patient with history of bariatric surgery. The surgeon at Deerbrook did not want to see the patient because of the previous bariatric surgery. Amylase was at 113. The patient was going to be transferred, but patient left AMA. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is GD, 4-year-old child, stable vitals, seen with a body rash, diagnosed with viral exanthoma, treated with Motrin. No swab testing were done. Patient was given Motrin and Benadryl in the emergency room, and rash almost completely resolved before leaving. Left message for the family to call me. Next patient is J.A., 18-year-old with an abscess left arm. IND performed by Dr. M. Treated with clindamycin PO in the ER, Sceptre DS on outpatient basis. Doing better. Happy with the care received. H.H., 12-year-old young lady with flu-like symptoms. 100.2 temperature. Flu A diagnosed, no medication given. Left message for the family to call me. Next patient is ZS, 11-year-old with sore throat, positive flu, moderate symptoms per Dr. M. No medications given. Number three, left message for the patient to call me. Number three, AC, 4-year-old with fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, positive strep, treated with Amoxil, given Zofran and Motrin in the emergency room, sent home with Amoxil, doing better. Mom was happy with the care. Consider IM injection in face of positive strep and nausea and vomiting. Next patient is AS. 2-year-old young lady with thrush, cough, fever, positive URI symptoms. Symptoms only 4 hours old. Diagnosed with flu A. No treatment given. Still febrile. Next patient is AR. 13-year-old young lady with body ache, body cramps, sore throat. Positive flu A. The doctor documented fever, chills, cough, URI symptoms, and runny nose. Still no medication given. Family was unhappy with the care because nothing was done for the baby, for their child. Next patient is KD. He's a 51-year-old with sinus infection, sore throat. Diagnosed with strep pharyngitis, treated with zithromycin, doing much better, liked everyone and the doctor. Next patient is SB, is a 45-year-old with knee pain, eye irritation, history of ACL repair, x-ray shows possible graft rupture of the previous ACL repair. Patient was given crutches, Toradol, was told to see the orthopedist. She's trying to get a gold card to make that happen. She was happy with the care. Her eye infection was treated. I asked the patient if Dr. Mohammed went into detail about her x-ray, and she said yes. Mobic was given on an outpatient basis, and a diagnosis of sprain was made. Next patient is J.A. We talked about that. Let's do at the bottom. Please note, I texted Dr. Mohammed regarding all the positive flu tests and no treatment. He said the decision was made in decision was made in consultation with the family, and or family's refusal or patient's refusal to be treated. I told him that unfortunately that's not what I'm hearing when I'm reaching out to our folks, to our patients, and he needs to document that. There's no documentation regarding any of this that he mentioned. He says he will do so in the future. Thank you.